You're listening to the Personal Branding Playbook, hosted by Coach Chris. This is a show for podcasters and entrepreneurs to build a personal brand and grow their online business. Each episode is a step closer to that freedom and life that you desire. Coach Chris interviews experts, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and business owners from around the world to help you get better in your online business. And you'll get some solo episodes and rants from time to time. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. What's good, podcasters? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Personal Branding Playbook. And on today's show, I want to talk about why launching a speaking career is the best thing you can do as an entrepreneur in 2021 and beyond. My goal for 2020 was to do 10 speaking gigs, only 10. And by March, I had already booked well past 10. And now that we're in December, I don't even remember how many I've done this year. It's just been a ridiculous amount. And I'll say this, a lot of these speaking gigs have been virtual, obviously because of COVID. But what you got to look at speaking gigs as is as a way of planting a seed. So I want to get into it and break this down. Now is a better time than ever to make money being who you are. Podcasting is the best tool to make it happen. 5 years ago, when I first started podcasting, it was difficult because nobody knew what a podcast was. Now, everyone has a show or knows someone with a show. For those of you that already host a podcast, you know how great it is to have your own platform. But I'm pretty sure you're not making the revenue that you deserve. Research shows that the average podcaster never makes over $1,000 from their show. That's ridiculous. Companies like Geico and Raycon are spending over $1 million every single month to advertise on different platforms. If you're not getting a piece of that, there's a reason why. I want to help you. I want to help you create multiple income streams from your one podcast. Yes, this is possible. Yes, I have done it. I've been doing it for years now. You can learn more from my free Podcast to Profit training in the description below. Get access now. So when it comes to speaking, we're going into it's a shift right now. Like, even if, you know, things do open back up and go back to normal, quote unquote, which I don't foresee that happening, it's still great to do these virtual speaking events because you're planting the seed. Once you build the relationships, you prove yourself, you practice a lot, when things do get back, you know, to somewhat normal and events are held at hotels again and there are meetups and all of this stuff and there's more in-person stuff happening, by that time, you could be an industry leader. You know, I've connected with a lot of people recently who are like, I don't want to start speaking now because I can't go to any events. And it's like, yes, you can. There's just virtual. Like, you showing up virtually as a speaker is still different than you showing up to an event as a guest. When you have yourself on the list as a speaker, whether it's virtual or in person, you are still building your brand. You're still building your profile. Even if you're not getting paid, you're still getting opportunities. So understand, this is the prime time. It is the perfect time to start getting on stage. Even if it's virtual, man, don't think that virtual events, like, stop sleeping on this, man. Just because it's virtual does not mean it's not good. Honestly, some of these virtual events have been amazing. You know, they've been very, very well. They've been marketed very well. They've had a ton of actual supporters and, you know, attendees. So I want to say that before I say anything else, don't sleep on virtual events. Because again, the same people planning virtual events now will be having in-person events when they can, right? So if you work with them now, all you're doing is showing them that you know what you're talking about, that you're professional, that you know how to speak, all of these things. You're really literally planting the seed. Then when things do go back and, you know, they say, oh, well, we're having our first in-person event in a year or whatever, 2 years, whatever it is, you can be one of the people on their list as a speaker. And you can demand more now. Hey, I need you to pay for my flight and for my hotel, you know, or hey, this is how much I'm charging now, right? You can do all of that because you've proven yourself as a speaker. Like, don't wait. Don't put it off until things are in person again, because then you're going to be behind all other people that were putting in work during COVID. So I just wanted to say that first. So my reasons for, you know, I want every entrepreneur to get into speaking, because first of all, you get a ton of opportunities. Speaking isn't just speaking. Like, it's not you just go on stage and you talk to people. That's not what it is. Like, I know that's what it seems like, because if you look at the bigger names, like the coaches and the course sellers, those people make it seem like speaking is only to sell your other products. And obviously it's a great way to sell your other products, but it's not the only way you should be speaking. And honestly, I don't even sell from stage, to be honest, man. That's not how I move. It's not necessary. What I've learned is that if you're great, you're great. You don't need to sell from stage. I don't need to convince you to work with me. You know, I know what I'm doing. I've already showed you how great I am. I've showed you what I know. Like, I've done all of this. I don't need to convince you to buy this. I just came up here and gave you as many solutions as I can, helped you get better, and then people want to work with you. So the opportunities come from you just being there. Your presence alone is enough, I promise you. But I also say the speaking strategy is important too. Andrew Eggleton, shout out to Andrew. He's one of the people that helped me through my speaking career. And we talk about this a lot. You know, I've known Andrew for years now, and he doesn't sell from stage either. And he was one of the first people that told me I don't have to sell from stage. And it was super interesting hearing that, because everything that I heard before was, oh, you got to sell from stage and you got to do this and make this transition. And if you want to make money from speaking and selling from stage and doing all that stuff, that's fine. But I promise you, you get more opportunities when you focus on just being great at what you do. Like, just be great. And the opportunities come from just knowing the right people when you get there. But before I get into that, I want to really dive in on this opportunity thing, because just being in the right rooms with the right people is how more speaking engagements come. Because when people see you at one event and you're speaking there, when they are at that event, they're like, man, I'm going to plan me an event and I'm going to have one like this next time. And who do you think they call as a speaker? Oh, we got to talk to that guy because he was at the last event. He did really well. I liked him. You're planting the seed when you're there, right? And then the opportunities also come in form of connections. So now you're connected with the right people that maybe they have some new company they're working on. Maybe they have a new product. They might need your input, need your help. You just start talking to the right people. And that kind of leads me to reason number two, which is great relationships. I can tell you that connecting with other peers in my industry is just amazing, because, you know, when you're on the outside looking in, you look at it as competition. Like, man, that's somebody who's up there who's getting all the clients and they getting all the, you know, they get all the customers in the market. When you get there, you realize that, man, that person isn't serving the same people that I am. Simple. And not only that, they're also not serving people the same way that I am. So there's not really any competition out here, to be honest with you, dog. It's really not. So understand that when you put yourself out there and you say, I'm going to be a speaker on this topic, on this subject, in this industry, you're going to have people that are your peers that are ahead of you, but you want to build relationships with those people. You want to get on their podcast. You want to see what their company is doing. You want to see what they're working on. That's a great way to get into other things, you know, to get into other businesses and other industries. Like, man, there's so many things you can do when you just know the right people. And we hear that all the time. It's not what you know, it's who you know. This is how you get to know people. Just go and speak. Literally. Once you go and you get on stage, oh man, it is amazing. It's mind blowing how many people you meet just because you were on stage. Mind blowing. When you meet these people, they look at you as somebody who is an expert because you're speaking at this event. It's that easy to get that expert tag. Now, doing one event, obviously, I'm not going to say that you're expert after one event. But after you do 5, 6, 7 events, then it's like, wow, this person is an expert. This guy's everywhere. Or she's killing it. She's on every stage. And it's a ripple effect. Then you get to the point where your peers are looking at you like, okay, what are you selling? Have you put a book out yet? You got a course? Are you coaching? What you got? So if you are looking to sell something like that, oh, you definitely should be on stage. And that's reason number three, is you make way more money when you're on stage. Way more money, way more impact, but the money comes with it, you know, because you don't have to go out there and fish for clients the same way that people do. You get people reaching out to you because you spoke at an event they liked, right? And that's also why, like, a lot of the virtual events, people are turning them down. Like, I see a lot of speakers in Facebook groups, like, they aren't paying for virtual events, so you shouldn't be speaking there. And on one hand, if you're used to doing corporate trainings and stuff, and, you know, they pay you 10 grand to show up, I understand why you would say don't do it for free. That makes sense. But to the average speaker, yes, you should be doing these events, even if they are free. Because if you have your business set up correctly, and if you don't, seriously, reach out to me, Instagram or Twitter at @thecoachchris_, or email me admin@thecoachchris.com. You can sell from an $8 product to a $5,000 product from a speaking event. It's literally that easy. When you have your business set up correctly, you can sell and make money from speaking at free events and without selling from stage. Because as I said in the beginning, selling from stage is not manipulative. It's not, I wouldn't say that. But I think when your intention is to sell to somebody, your content, your information is going to be different. It's just different compared to when your goal is to actually help them get a result. Like, my intention when I go and speak is always to help somebody get a specific result. Learn how to monetize their podcast, build their brand, use LinkedIn as a podcast or something like that, right? That's my intention. A side effect of me living in my greatness is I make money from that. But if your intention is to sell, that's when you look at it as an uphill battle. Because even with that, how do most people look at selling? Oh man, I hate selling. So if you constantly tell yourself you hate selling, and then now you're going to go and sell from stage, you think that's really going to work? No, it's probably not. So your intention should not be to sell from stage or to make all this money speaking. No, your intention should be to go there to help people get solutions. That is the most important thing you can do when you're speaking on stage. That is how you get to the money. That's how you bring the money to you, actually, I should say. The way you bring the money to you, into your world, into your reality, is you just be great at what you do. Like, for example, if I was speaking on marketing and I wanted to talk specifically about email marketing, I would go up there and give people strategies on how to nurture their prospects using email marketing, how to increase your open rates by 50% or 100% or whatever, right? Because I'm going to give you specific templates and strategies and methods and systems. Like, deliver all that stuff. Most people say keep that, don't sell it, don't give it away for free. And why would people buy the cow if they get them in for free? I hear that a lot. And the reality is, first of all, that's a scarcity mindset, thinking that there's a limit. Secondly, you're limiting yourself from being the best you can be because you know you have something great to show people. You know you have something great. But you're saying, I'm going to give them just something tiny. No, that's not how this goes. And then another thing I always say to that is, if you can give away your entire business in a 10-minute YouTube video, a 20-minute podcast episode, a one-hour workshop, you don't have a business. That's just the truth. If your entire methods and strategies and systems can be given away that fast, you do not have a business. You do not have expertise. You don't have enough to teach somebody. I never panic about people stealing my content or stealing information. I don't worry about that because I know that the stuff they're getting, even the great stuff I put out at events or on YouTube or here on the podcast, it's always surface level. I go as deep as I possibly can because, you know, I don't want to be ranting on here for an hour straight. And then the rest of it is what I sell. So it's still great, the stuff you get for free, but it's even better when you pay me. But my mindset isn't, oh, I'm going to hold this back on purpose. Like, I've literally had coaches tell me that. I talk about this all the time, where their goal isn't to actually teach you anything. It's just to tell you great stories. And I think now we've reached a point, like, I don't know if anybody watches this content like I do. I look at people like Spencer Cornelia, Mike Winnett, CoffeeZilla on YouTube, and they love to pick apart these gurus, because if your goal is to go on stage and speak and just to tell a great story, that's completely, utterly trash. Right? People can see right through that. We've seen it and heard it enough to where the stories are not enough. Now, I will say part of my strategy is to have a specific method or system and then tie a story into it. That's powerful because the story has a purpose. But if all I do is tell you a story, you're going to feel really good. You might even buy something if I'm selling. Like, this is how you know somebody is selling to you. They tell you a story to make you feel good, and the story is like the entire thing. They may have a few key points here and there, but those are really small nuggets of information. And then they tie it in all in with the outcome. The breakthrough is their product. That's what they do. I went through this. My life was this way. It was terrible. I didn't realize what I was doing until I did this. Boom. This is the product. If you want to have the life I have now, my life is this way. If you want to have the life I have now, then you got to buy this product. Boom. That's their pitch every single time. They repeat it over and over again. I've been taught this method, and it's terrible because that's not how you should be speaking from stage. The best way to do it, the only way you should be doing it, is to deliver solutions. And if you want me to do an episode breaking down how I speak on stage and how I get clients from speaking without selling from stage, how I sell products, all that stuff, definitely reach out to me, man. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at @thecoachchris_. And again, this is one of the best things you can do next year. If you are an entrepreneur in any industry, you should be speaking on stage. If you have e-commerce business, you can still speak. Like, there are all kind of events and organizations and all of this stuff. And even more is being started now that everything is online, because the people that didn't want to plan events before, they didn't want to buy a venue and all this stuff, they didn't want to rent anything and pay for food. Now they're just like, hey, let's set it up online. We'll do it through Zoom. And they still get hundreds of people to show up. And a lot of these places, they need good speakers. So if you start putting yourself out there now, I promise you, in a year, your life will not be the same, because thousands and thousands of more of people will know who you are. They'll know how great you are, and they'll want to work with you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Personal Branding Playbook. You can find Coach Chris online at @thecoachchris_ or visit the website, thecoachchris.com. If you have any specific questions, or if you just want to share your podcast, send an email to info@thecoachchris.com. We'll see you next time. Until then, growth never stops.